You are listening to WWBC Coco and Merritt Island, W234 BI Coco and Vieira, W264 AS Melbourne and Palm Bay.
Is tossed and scorned, and the hope you have is gone. Don't give up on Jesus.
Tried everything you know, and you're looking for a place to go. Oh, don't give up on Jesus.
Gone past your limit, and you can't take it another minute. Don't give up on Jesus. Yeah.
When this way
some things.
Brother, you know I have too.
And there were times, y'all, when I felt like I was not gonna make it.
Have you ever felt like there was no hope?
I had the towel, I threw it in.
I threw mine out.
But you know what? The word of the Lord came and it says,
you might get a little bit ready. Here it is. Jesus.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're now tuned to the Charles Gospel Ministries this morning. He's a father that can.
I have a father. I have a father who can. I want to say it again.
Let us go into prayer this morning. Our Father, who art in heaven, holy is your name, and your kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven. You've given us this day as well as our daily bread, and you've forgiven us our trespasses, even as we forgive those who trespass against us. You've led us not into temptation, but you delivered us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and all glory. In Jesus' name, we pray this morning. Happy Father's Day to the millions that are listening by way of radio this morning. I'm yours truly, God's man of faith, for you in your radio. For truly, he's a God who can.
Take this world.
You can take the world.
And hold it in my hand. I cannot
I lay my burden down when it's all over down here, children. I'm my mind. So much better. I got a new walk. I got a new talk. Since Jesus came into my life, I feel so much better now. My burden has been lifted. My heart's been fixed. My mind's made up.
That's 25 minutes on the downside this morning of 9 o'clock. You tuned to Charles Gospel Ministries this morning. Good morning to you. Happy Father's Day to the millions that are listening by way of radio this morning. Right about now, we're going to bring you on with we're going to bring Becky on to let you know about some things about our sponsors. All righty. About now, we're going to bring Becky on up with our sponsors, and you stay tuned.
Good morning. We're brought to you in part by Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop, located in Merritt Island, Florida. Freddy has got it together, whatever you need. He has cars, trucks, vans, and he also has a barbecue spot. To find Freddy, he's located at 416 Roosevelt Avenue, Merritt Island, Florida. To contact him at 321-453-6316. Also, we're brought to you in part by Riverview Memorial Gardens. They have burial plots, granite, memorial, and benches, cremation. To contact him for your funeral home needs, contact Duncan McKenzie at 3751 North Cocoa Boulevard, at 321-632-9050. Also, Crest Cleaners. Crest Cleaners can do your laundry. They have several locations to serve you. Titusville, Merritt Island, Cocoa, Rocklet, and Port St. John, Vieira, Suntree, and North Melbourne. They have cleaning the same day service, alternations, minor repairs. They also have one day service. To contact Keith at 321-632-1006. We also have a stone funeral home, the home that Richard built with you in heart and you in mind. They have been serving you for over 68 years. They are modern, efficient, and aesthetic service. To contact Miss Jan Stone, contact her at 321-636-2344. Back to my brother, Charles Harris.
Yeah, I tell you now, you want to go by that Freddy's Red Wagon Barbecue at 2525 North Courtney Parkway in Merritt Island, Florida. That phone number is 321-872-5650. And I tell you, they got some wonderful barbecue there for you waiting. Thank you.
Yeah.
Slim that one time there of the Supreme Angels. That's right. Come on strong on them this morning there, Slim. Happy Father's Day to the millions of the fathers that are listening by way of radio this morning. And I want to send a shout out to my son this morning. He said, "Hey, Daddy." I said, "Oh, Lord." He said, "Happy Father's Day." I said, "I love you too, son." I tell you, right about now, we're going to go right back into our show. And because we can't make it without the Lord. I tell you, try putting your hand over your mouth and your nose
without
and
Jesus.
See how long you can go
oh, no.
without the Lord.
There's no moment that I can make it without God. Oh, no. I have made it without money when my needs were so severe. But I can't make it, not one moment, without the Lord. Oh no, I can't make it, not one moment, without Jesus. Oh no, there's no moment that I can make it without God. Oh no, I have made it without money when my needs were so severe. But I can't make it, not one moment, without the Lord. I made it without good shoes on my feet, but I made it, and I have made it without good clothes on my back, but I made it. Some of my friends were the shame of me. I kept trusting in Jesus, I had to let it be. But I can't make it, not one moment, without the Lord. Oh no, I have made it with no lights in my home. But I made it, wait for the rising of the sun. Yes, sir, I'm coming up on the rough side. Keep trusting in Jesus, I know He will provide. But I can't make it, not one moment, without the Lord.
I can't.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. To the millions listening by way of radio this morning. And happy Father's Day to all of the male figures this morning. I'm yours truly, God's man of faith for you in your radio this morning. I'd just like to say, what is the evidence that Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace? This is seen in a variety of ways in the New Testament scriptures. His power, so significant was the power of the Son of God that he was able to bring calm to the natural storms in the turbulent Sea of Galilee. He arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And figuratively speaking about the cross, his cross was so effective and was his work on the cross that it is able to make peace between God and man. It pleased the Father by him to reconcile things to himself by him. Whether things on earth, things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And you who once were alternated and enemies, or just shall I say alienated and enemies, in your mind by wicked works, you now, yet now, he has reconciled us. And his gospel, the good news of salvation in Christ, is acknowledged as the root of peace in the hearts of the redeemed. And the word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. Word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. His body through Judaism separated Jews and Gentiles. Christ has not only reconciled God and man, he has reconciled Jew and Gentile so that we are all now one body in Christ. He himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. I'm yours truly, God's man of faith for you in your radio this morning. Saying good morning to you and happy Father's Day to the million of the male figures listening by way of radio this morning.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm glad about that tonight. Do I have any witness in the building? Good God, I'm mighty tonight. Come on, fellas. Lord, I'm glad.
I'm glad he didn't come down.
He didn't come down. To hang and die has assured but I'm gonna sing it anyhow. Listen at this.
The Bible said that Jesus died. He died for our sins, and my work was surely weak and vain. Oh Lord, if He had not rose again, but you know what? If He decided to come down from the cross, there would be no salvation, and my soul would surely be lost. Oh Lord, for that reason, my soul is free. Oh,
He did come down.
You see, I'm glad about that tonight.
Come down.
That's why I can say this right here. I know He died.
I know He died for me.
That He died for me.
I know He died.
Somebody said, how you know He died for you?
He died for me.
If you go and pick up a Bible,
I know He died.
It will tell you so.
He died for me.
Somebody was standing,
I know He died.
And the crowd said,
He died for me.
If you are who
I know He died,
who you say you are, then why don't you come on down and free yourself?
He died for me.
But oh no,
I know He died.
Jesus didn't come down.
He died for me.
He just hung right there.
I know He died.
He just hung right there.
He died for me.
And He never said a word. But listen,
I know He died.
If you read a little further,
He died for me.
The Bible will tell you so. The one of the soldiers that was standing beside Jesus, look what He did.
I know He died.
He walked up to my Jesus.
He died.
Oh, y'all didn't hear me. Walk up to my Jesus.
I know He died.
And took out His sword.
He died for me.
And pierced my Jesus.
I know He died.
Oh, on the other side. You know what?
He died for me.
I'm so glad tonight.
I know He died.
Somebody pierced Jesus.
He died.
In the side,
I know He died.
It was Jesus' blood
that
washed me white as snow.
I know He died.
I'm talking about Mary's baby.
He died for me.
Do y'all know Mary's baby?
I know He died.
Did He die for you?
He died for me.
Did He die for you?
I know He died.
Did He die for you?
He died for me.
Yes, He died for me. Soul is free.
Oh, He did.
Come down.
I'm glad He did.
Yeah.
Come down.
Brother Felton this morning, Brother Stade, and all of my constituents, my radio constituents out there this morning. Brother Brown, good morning to you. Just want to say good morning also to Amanda. Want to go up to Pennsylvania town to Dustin. Say good morning to you, Dustin. Also going to slide down to Lower Pennsylvania. Say good morning to Brother Joey down there. Want to say good morning to another constituent, which is Twana this morning. Want to say good morning. Thank you for tuning in and thank you for your support. And also all of the ones that do support the Charles Gospel Ministries for a worthy cause. I want to say good morning to Brother Laird this morning, doing a wonderful job there on Cocoa Beach. Sliding by Cocoa Beach now, going on down 95 to Pompano Beach down there. So I want to say good morning to my brother Clyde this morning, his family, and Maddie and all of them down there. Good morning, Laura Sue. How you doing this morning? Thank you for your support this morning. All right, it's about maybe 11 minutes on the upside, or shall I say 13 minutes on the upside of 10 o'clock this morning. I tell you, my time flies when you're having fun. But what is the importance of the name Prince of Peace to the believer today? Those who trust Christ as their mediator, just say mediator and savior, are given by God an assurance that flows out of the right relationship with Him. And once we are in Christ, the Prince of Peace shows us that He can bring peace wherever He rules. He can bring it. Peace in life's trial. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That's somewhere in John 14:27. And also, peace in life's maturing process. Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm yours truly, God's man of faith, for you in your radio this morning. Oh, bless the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. Long as your mouth is not broken, you're breathing and above the ground. Praise the Lord.
Listen.
Glad I got Jesus
down in my heart.
Mother Wiggins this morning, and I tell you, you blessed my soul to this
morning.
Oh, bless your little heart this morning.
Glad I've got peace
down in my heart.
Glad that I've got peace tonight.
Down in
how do I know you got
heart.
Peace?
Just want to say good morning to and happy Father's Day to all of the fathers out there this morning. Until the next time, I say bless you in the name of the Lord. Peace be unto you. From yours truly, God's man of faith for you in your radio this morning.